We are gathering once again on the first Saturday of the month, and I don't know why it just hit me that this is the last first Saturday of the year that we will be gathered together for a prayer call. And so it is an honor. It is a complete honor to be with my sisters this morning. And I know so many of you were at the gala last night. And so it's a blessing that you would wake up and log in this morning and for us to seek the Lord's face together, because we know that the word says that where there is unity, there the commanded blessing is. And so I am Soror Marcia, and I will be joined by another one of our chapters this morning, Soror Wanda, who will be delivering our prayer. But Sorors, I'm going to ask that you all just settle yourselves, and I want you to begin to think about this season that we're in. We just finished Thanksgiving, and that is a time where people think of just gratitude and giving thanks in the month of November. And then when December comes, we think about all the gifts that we want to give. And some people are thinking about all the money that they're spending. But then we also have those who have loved ones who have transitioned on, those who may be sick in their bodies, those who may have their heads held down. And so what was on my heart for the last week was yet and still. It's the dichotomy of our faith. It's the dichotomy of life. When we think about the things that we go through that may be pressing, the word says that we are pressed on every side, yet we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but yet we are not in despair. We're persecuted, but yet we're not abandoned. And so I want you to begin to think about those situations that may not be favorable, those situations that may cause tears to fall, those situations that may have your head held down, or you even thinking about how am I going to make it? But then I want you to think about the God that we serve. Because we know that Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated was founded on Christian principles. So that means that we serve a principled God, but also the promise making and promise keeping God. And so all the things that we go through, all the things that our sisters are going through, yet and still, we have a God who loves us. Yet and still, I have breath in my body. Yet and still, I may be motherless or fatherless, but yet and still, his word says that he is a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. Yet and still, I may feel as though I'm lonely. Yet and still, he gave me sisters. So when we are in need, yet and still, I have a whole community that I can call on. If tears may fall, yet and still, he said that he bottles up every tear, and he has connected us to those who we have a covenant relationship with, not just connected, not just crossing those burning sands. We have a covenant relationship with one another, with those that I see the beautiful faces on this Zoom call. I think about my life and I say, yet and still, I can see those that I love. I can see those that I hold hands with and I can walk through life with. And so I looked at the word. And I looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and I'm going to read chapter 6, verses 1 through 10. And it says, companions, but I'm going to replace that with sorors. As we are in this work together, I beg you, please don't squander one bit of this marvelous life that God has given us. God reminds us, and I want my sisters to remember this. He said, I heard your call in the nick of time. The day you needed me, I was there to help. That alone should make us stop and give God praise. He said, in that very day that we cried out to him, that very day that we asked for help, that very day, that very moment that we called on him, that we surrendered ourselves completely unto him, he said, that day that you needed me, I was right there. So no matter what we go through, yet and still God is standing there with his arms open wide, ready to receive us. And he says, child, my daughter, I have you. I've got you. And even you can go back to taking that deep breath, because although things are going on, yet and still, I still have that breath in my body that allows me another moment, another opportunity to go forward. The word continues, well, now is the right time to listen, the day to be helped. Don't put off, don't frustrate God's work by showing up late. So even when we don't like our job, or even when our coworkers are a little bit too much for us, God's word says, don't show up late. Throwing a question mark over everything that's being done. And so there's no if in God. He is ability all in itself. Right now is the time to tap back into our faith, into knowing that God is God and he is God all by himself. He's not just able, he is ability. Says our work as God's servants gets validated or not in the details. People are watching us as we stay at our posts. Sisters, people are watching us as we go through tests and trials, and they see how we walk through. And that may be the only way that they see Christ at work is through us, because we are remembering, yet and still, I still have God. He says, we are to know that people are watching us. They are alert, and we are to stand unswervingly in hard times, in tough times, in bad times, when we're beaten up, jailed, and mobbed, working hard, working late, working without the things that we think we need, always doing it with a pure heart, a clear head, and a steady hand in gentleness, holiness, and honest love. When we are telling the truth, when God is showing his power, when we are doing our best, setting things right, when we are praised, and even when we're blamed, and when we're slandered, and when we're honored, when we're true to our word, though people may be distrusting, we may be ignored by the word, but recognized by God, terrifically alive, though we may be rumored to not be. Beaten within an inch of what we think we can take, but yet we still refuse to go. Immersed in tears. And what does it say? Yet always filled with deep joy. Sorors, I encourage you, when life is pressed, when we see a sister with her head down, remember we are God's blessing here on this earth. We are his hands, his feet, his voice, his heart on this earth to do his will, and to remember that he even said that we can call on our brother and sister. We can call on the elders. We can call on our dears. We can call on our saints. We can call on our leaders to pray. We can hold hands with one another and walk through together, even though it may not look like what we want it to look like, feel like what we want it to feel like, or it may not seem like it's showing up on the time that we want it to show up in. God says, yet and still, I've got you. Yet and still, I'm here. Yet and still, my promises are yes and amen. Sorors, when you don't even know what to pray, sometimes all you can do is open up his word and repeat his word aloud. Remind him of the promises he made, because his word says that even though every knee shall bow at the mention of his name, he said that he honors his word above his name. So yet and still, things may be going on. There may be those that have loved ones that have transitioned. So many who have loved ones that have transitioned. So many whose hearts may be heavy because they are living through the memories of those who are no longer here. Or they may want to purchase things for the holidays where they feel that they can't. Yet and still, we can put our hands on our chest and take a deep breath. Because yet and still, we have the breath of our God in our bodies, which means we have another opportunity and we are still here. So sorors, although we go through, yet and still, we are going through. We are not stuck. And yet and still, we are able to reach out and hold our Father's hand because he's not just the promise maker. He is the promise keeper. So, Aurora, stay on your post and remember, yet and still. Amen. Sora Wanda.
Amen. That was beautiful. And I don't know about the rest of you, but just listening to your voice, Sora, it was just comforting and calming. And it just kind of brought a peace on me. And the word, of course, it did as well. I want to pray a blessing over you guys today. And as she said, we're at the end of the year. We're starting this wonderful Christmas season. So let's join in prayer and pray. Blessed Heavenly Father, in the authority of Jesus, we come before you in prayer, and we just thank you for this opportunity and this time to come together as sisters in Christ around your word. We thank you for every month of this year that you have blessed us on these prayer calls, Father God. And as we enter into this holiday season in the name of Jesus, Father, we just give you thanks and honor and praise for this season. We thank you, Father God. We know that many are experiencing loss at this time, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God. We ask that you would wrap your arms of love around them. Father, you said in your word, you would love us with an everlasting love and you will never leave us or forsake us, and that you are continually with us, holding us by our right hand. So those who are grieving loss of any kind at this time, Father God, I just pray that you would show up and show yourself strong in their lives right now. And that this Christmas season, regardless of what is going on in their life, that they will find a way to still praise you and worship you and see the glory of the Lord in their lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray for comfort in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the birth of your son, Jesus. We thank you for this celebration that we're going to have right now. And as my sister said, this organization was built on Christian principles. So this is a high season in our lives. So help us to remember what it means, Father God, as we give gifts, as we celebrate, as we go to and fro to parties and have a great time. Help us still remember and keep Jesus at the forefront of the season. And as my sister also said, continue to be a blessing to those around us, paying attention to what's going on in the lives of others around us who may be hurting, being ever ready to speak a word of peace and comfort into their hearts. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask you for wisdom as we navigate through the end of this year and through the end and through this Christmas season in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we're praying also, I just want to take time as a corporate group to pray for our nation, Lord Jesus, and pray for our leaders. Hallelujah. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you will give our leaders wisdom and help them to make the right decisions, Father God, and all the horrible things that are happening in this world today. We are praying for peace in the Middle East, Father God. We're praying for the peace of Jerusalem. We're praying for supernatural protection for those innocent people who are hurting right now. We pray that the supplies that they need, the things that they need will get to them and not be blocked up any longer. We pray that this war would end in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We just want to worship you today. And we just thank you for this opportunity to come together as sisters in Christ. And we ask all these blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sororas, Marcia. Thank you, Wanda. What an awesome word and what a blessed prayer. I know some of you all pressed your way to this call this morning. And thank you for the press because we got blessed today. And now we'll hear from our president, President Calloway.
Good morning, Sororas. I'm just so happy to always be able to get on this prayer call. I always feel so renewed after the wonderful message that we got from Marcia and the wonderful prayer from Wanda. So, Roars, the entire Council of Chaplains, you just continue to bless the chapter and you do such an excellent job. We appreciate you so much for continuing to host this monthly prayer call. Thank you. Sorors, it is the season of thankfulness, the season of giving. I just ask that you remember those that are without, less fortunate, grieving, whatever they're dealing with. Let's just continue to lift everyone in prayer. This world is in a very sad state right now, so we must pray without ceasing. I want to thank you all for joining this call, and it is a very busy day today, so I won't keep you long. I just want to say be blessed, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, enjoy family and friends safely, and I love you. Have a good day, Sorors.